We're going across the hall over there, and we're going to we're going to fellowship together. Don't that sound good?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I hope y'all got the word out because I think we're going to have plenty of food, aren't we, Kat? We're going to have plenty of food, right? We're going to have plenty of food. So, amen. But you have to be here to eat it. Well, glory to God. Amen. Are you excited about the time in which we live?
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord. All right. Well, we're going to move right on in to the Word of God. I want to welcome those of you that are here with us this evening, and you came in spite of the weather. My goodness, I was surprised this morning. I'm heading to Florence, and I hear this noise on my windshield, and I'm not seeing anything, but it sound like sleet, but I'm not seeing any sleet. And my wife asked me, say, are you sure this windshield's any good? I said, I think so. But come to find out, it was real fine sleet that was bouncing off of the windshield. And so I guess, praise God, we may be in for a cold winter, but we good for that, aren't we?
Amen.
So I appreciate you coming out in the cold and coming to church and being here with us tonight. And I know the Lord's going to bless you for it. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well, are you ready for the Word of God? Like I said, I'm not going to be long. I'm just going to share a few things with you. Then we're going to eat. Everybody say the Word of God first.
The Word of God first.
Amen. The Word of God first. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to 1 John. The first epistle of John, the fourth chapter. The first epistle of John, the fourth chapter. Hallelujah. When you get there, shout amen. All right, I hear a few amens. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. We thank you, Father, for your holy word. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's right here in our midst, and we welcome him. Hallelujah. We value his presence, and we want to please him tonight in everything that we do and everything that we say. Father, we want you glorified, and we want you magnified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just want to remind the devil, this is the Lord's service. This is not yours, so we glorify him in this service tonight. And Father, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear and a heart to receive your word. And we give you the glory for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And also, I didn't say earlier, but I do want to say this. We welcome those that are watching by way of the live stream this evening as well. We welcome you on board with us. So do you have John, 1 John chapter 4?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read two or three verses, maybe four verses, from the fourth chapter, 1 John. But I want to begin reading at verse 10. And, you know, this is the Christmas season. This is the time that we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 10 it says, in this is love. Now we'll go back and read more of it, but I just want to read verse 10 right now. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. You see that? Amen. Let me read verse 10 again. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son. Think about that for a moment. It wasn't because we loved him, but it was because he loved us. And he still does, by the way. Hallelujah. He loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Now I want to read this 10th verse to you from the New Living Translation, okay? I want to read it to you from New Living Translation. It says, this is verse 10, this is real love. You see that? This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. And that's, if you need a subject, that's my subject tonight. Real love. Real love. Glory be to God. How many of you are excited about Christmas? Amen. How many of you are excited about receiving gifts or giving gifts? Amen. All right. Well, that's good. Amen. We're supposed to be a blessing. Am I right? Amen. Amen. And God already promised us that we will receive blessings, especially if we are givers, that we will be blessed in return. Praise the name of the Lord. But now let me ask you a question. You don't have to respond physically to this, but is your focus only on what you're going to get? Matter of fact, I want to tell you something. If you know Jesus, you are a blessed individual if you receive absolutely nothing for Christmas. Hallelujah. You're still here. We are blessed because we know him, and we are blessed because we have experienced real love. Real love. It's called the agape love of God. Real love. And not only have we experienced real love because God sent us his son, we can also walk in that love. And we can bless others through that love. Hallelujah. And there, you know, there are different kinds of love. I'm not going into that tonight, but I want you to know that God loved us not because we loved him, but he loved us and he was willing to send us his only begotten son to be sacrificed for our sins. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Glory to God. Now, I told you I would back up, so let me go ahead and do that. Beloved, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. Somebody say amen. Amen. For love is of God. You see that? And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Everyone that loves with the God kind of love, they know God and they are born of God. I want to give you something to think about for a moment. Too many times people are judged by their financial status, by what they have or don't have materially. Sometimes folks are judged because of their race, how they brought up, and so forth. But God looked down and saw all that and said, I love them. Even the ones that hate me, I love them. There's one thing that the Lord is trying to get his body to grab a hold of, and that is that we love one another. Amen. Amen. You may like coconut cake and I may like chocolate. But you know what? Just because we don't like the same things doesn't mean doesn't make you a bad person. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. You may pray a little louder than me, but does that make you bad? You might can sing better than me. Does that make you bad? Oh, let me flip it the other way. I might can sing better than you. Do that make you bad? No, it doesn't. We've got to learn to love one another. One thing about it, this is what amazes me about God. He's the one that made us different. Amen. Now I'm looking at these things here. What do you call these things? Poinsettias. Okay. Now, I see some red leaves and I see some yellow leaves. You know, they're getting along. As a matter of fact, they look better together than they do separated. Who made the red poinsettias? God, yeah. Who made the yellow ones? God. Tell you what, we're more powerful when we learn to work together and not be so focused on each other's differences. But let's love God. Let's walk with God together. See, that's the reason the devil always, just notice it, watch it. It doesn't matter what happens. The devil's going to find somebody somewhere to stir up some strife. And it's a crazy racial thing going on in this country right now. Absolutely crazy. Isn't there a thing, listen to me, isn't there a thing called forgiveness? Huh? Have you ever offended anybody? My hands up. At some point in our lives, we've offended somebody. Maybe I've been intentional, maybe unintentional. But didn't we feel so much better when they say, don't worry about it, I forgive you, man. And we've done the same thing. Hallelujah. God proved to us how we should live as believers. So let me move on, because I told you I was going to be short. But it said, verse 7 again, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for what? God is love." Now, look at verse 9. "In this, the love of God was manifested towards us." The love of God was manifested towards us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. God said, "I am proving to you that I love you because I'm sending you my only Son. I'm sending you my best. I'm giving you the best I got." And I'm proving to you that I love you. Now, it talks about this in Mark chapter 11. We won't go there. But it talks about the fact that if we refuse to give those to forgive those that offend us, God won't forgive us for our offenses. What is God saying? What is the word of God saying? God sent his Son. He gave us the best he had. Gave us the best he had. He expects us to do the same in return. Kind of reminds me of what the scriptures say. You know, if someone walk into your assembly and they not dressed too well, you know, maybe they got on clothes that they got from the used clothes store, and the rest of the members got on high class stuff. The word of God said, don't you treat that person any different. You don't treat them any different. You don't tell them, they sitting up on the front seat, you don't tell them, ma'am, sir, the cheap seats in the back, please, will you move to the back? Our expensive seats up around the front. These are the good tither seats. The penny ante seats is in the back. God says, no, you better not do that. You better not do that. Because I sent my Son for everyone. I love them all. Amen. He proved it. Now, let me read on here. Verse 9, in this the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live, how? Through him. And then we read verse 10, I'll read it again. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen. We live through him. He has given us a brand new life. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 right quick. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Notice it says there that we might live through him. Look at chapter 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation or a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, that little baby laying in a manger came that we could have all that, all of it. And John says in the 14th verse, put the 14th verse, 1 John chapter 4, verse 14 on the screen. The Apostle John says, I know he loves you. Why? He say, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. John is saying, listen, he sent him. You didn't see him, but I saw him. And I'm telling you, he came. I'm telling you the truth. God loves you. Amen. Now, I'm getting ready to wind this up, but I think this will bless you. If it don't bless you, it certainly blessed me. Turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. Matter of fact, 1 Peter, the first chapter. I think I'll end up with this. 1 Peter, the first chapter. Listen at this. I'll begin reading at verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a what? Living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who are kept by the power of God, how? Through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice. Though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Trials do come, don't they?
Yes, sir.
They do come. That the gentleness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perishes though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now listen, remember what John said? John says, listen, brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you is the truth. We saw Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We saw Jesus. Look at verse 8. Whom having not seen, we haven't seen him, have we? Whom having not seen, you what? Oh, glory to God. I haven't seen him, but I love him. And I love him because he first loved me. Glory to God. That little baby laying there in the manger, he was laying there because of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible. I think the King James, regular King James say unspeakable. Am I right? Joy inexpressible and what? Full of glory. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, here's what I want to do. Guys upstairs, give me verse 8, First Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. I'm going to read on through verse 9 from the New Living Translation. I want you, see, folks, we have every reason to rejoice, man. Glory to God. First Peter, all right, listen, you love him. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Even though you have never seen him. I'm glad I'm not like Doubting Thomas. And just leave that on the screen for a moment. But you know what? Thomas doubted his resurrection from the dead. But you know, God had confidence in us. He had faith in us that we would believe even though we hadn't seen. And you sitting here listening to me right now because you are a believer. Am I right?
Amen.
You hadn't seen him. Now I'm not saying you may not have, you know, you may have some, many folks have had visions. We understand that. Had visions, but none of us have walked up to Jesus and touched him. Thomas said, if I don't touch him, I don't believe it. But it says, you love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you what? If you trust him, shout amen. Though you do not see him now, you trust him and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. Because of real love. Glory to God. Now give me verse 9. The reward for trust in him will be the salvation of your souls. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. I love him because he first loved me. He loved me and he loved you. He showed us that love. He proved it to us by sending his only begotten son. You notice the Bible put emphasis on that, the only begotten son. He didn't have other sons and just say, well, let me see, I'm going to pick out the runt and send him down to the earth. No. He gave us the best he had. He gave us all he had. And let me say it this way. He gave us all of himself through Jesus Christ. And what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be rejoicing with joy unspeakable, full of glory. What do you mean full of glory? Full of adoration to God, thanksgiving to God. Lord, we thank. Why don't you stand on your feet right now and give him glory for sending us Jesus? Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need somebody on the piano. Come on, somebody stand on your feet and give him glory. Give him glory. Glory to God.